Here are some quotations. Yesterday we read from Srila Prabhupada and some instructions he gave on chanting the whole. And here are some instructions from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur from letters that he wrote. This is from a letter. All auspiciousness comes from the regular chanting of a fixed number of holy names. It gives me great joy to know that you have understood this. Do not let up simply because various mundane thoughts disturb you while you are chanting the holy name. Such useless thoughts will gradually disappear as a result of chanting, so don't become agitated on account of them. You cannot get the results of chanting prematurely. When you have a great deal of attraction for the holy name, the allure of mundane thoughts will diminish. If we do not have great enthusiasm for chanting, how will we ever get rid of such thoughts? If we serve the holy name with our bodies, mind, and souls, then the named Krishna will reveal his all-auspicious form to us. If you wish to give up offenses while chanting, then just go on chanting constantly, and the offenses will stop. Sriman Mahaprabhu gave all his powers to Srila Rupa Goswami. So pray to Sri Rupa and his followers, and beg them to bestow Mahaprabhu's mercy upon you. You should especially pray to the personified name to make you worthy of serving him. Through the Lord's name, the Lord of the name, Namaprabhu, will take up residence in your heart. Continue to increase my eternal ecstasy by taking the name offenselessly. Remain in this place and chant the holy name in a regular fashion. Read the Chaitanya Bhagavat and the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahaprabhu is particularly merciful to those who are humble in mind and who consider themselves incapable. I pray to Mahaprabhu that your enthusiasm for serving the Lord should increase and that you become recognized in society. May he make you a truly superior human being and keep you fixed in bhajan. I will be happy when I learn you are chanting the holy name without any disturbances by the mercy of the Lord. All auspiciousness comes to the living being as he chants. The Lord in the form of his name is not different from the Lord of the name. Study the Chaitanya Charitamrita closely. Narottama Das Thakur has written, I have died without worshipping Gaura. I have spent my life in striving for things without any value, and I have made no effort to attain the truly valuable. Chant the holy name and pray in the way that Narottama did. No distress born of contact with the sense objects will be able to touch you. Do not be preoccupied with the end result of chanting. Rather, chant Krishna's name constantly with patience and forbearance. The Lord will surely not sit silently and do nothing. Gaura Hari will certainly reward every practitioner according to the nature of his practice. Service to the Lord is called bhakti. You can also know that uttering the name of the Lord is devotion. As you run your hands over your japa mala, think that you are touching Lord Gaurasundar's lotus feet. That is the way you should chant. Pray to the holy name as you chant, then the holy name will bless you. Krishna's name and pastimes may well be sweet to the taste, but our tongues are filled with the bile of ignorance, and so they do not seem desirable to us. If we diligently engage ourselves in serving them respectfully, day in and day out, then gradually they will become sweet to the taste, for they will cure the disease of ignorance at its foundation. What song shall we sing? Oh, it's a long one. I won't read that now. We beg everyone for their blessings. that in the spirit of Gaurasundara's teachings, to be more humble than the straw, more tolerant than the tree, respectful to all, and asking no respect for ourselves, we may follow his method of chanting the holy names. We also pray that we may hold the shoes of those who chant in this way on our foreheads out of respect, and so be empowered to purify the world of all the distasteful refuse of temporary and useless things that have been forced upon us by sense enjoyers, the kamis, gyanis, and others who lack discrimination, who torture our eyes and render useless our ability to see. Every one of the senses is engaged in protecting the body as a whole. And if they are reluctant to do so, the entire body is to some extent adversely affected. In the same way, every individual must serve the society as a whole. Otherwise, it will experience some degree of loss. In view of this, all those who seek the good of human society have a duty to engage in simultaneously serving the Vaishnavas, showing compassion to all living beings, and chanting the holy name. Anything that is favorable to this principle should be accepted, and whatever goes against it must be rejected. Those engaged in chanting the holy name experience a state of astonishing rapture, ecstasy, when they reach the advanced state. That's the basic idea. That inattentiveness is namaparada. So we have to be able to make the attempt. I find myself it's not mechanical, because when I'm not chanting properly, I'm making the attempt. I mean, this is when my mind is fixed in what I'm trying to do. But when I'm not chanting properly, I'm making the attempt, so that's not mechanical at all. It takes some effort on my part. And when I am able to listen to the holy names, it's not mechanical, because it's very sweet, because Krishna's holy names are very sweet. They are none different from Krishna. Tomorrow we'll enter into that realm of talking. Maybe we'll come together a little more tomorrow. Because you can't really chant attentively unless you chant prayerfully, in fact. So we could say that one step better than making our sankalpa of now I'm going to listen to the holy names is, oh Krishna, please help me listen to the holy names, to your holy name, and chant attentively. So that's one step better. But if we just ask Krishna to do it and don't make our effort, we don't get anywhere. So therefore we start in this way, by making our effort. And this comes up first. Perhaps this will be the message of tomorrow's class. Tomorrow provides magic. What about ants in Vrindavan? The little pipra? Yeah, what about them? Huh? There's so many. Here in Vrindavan? You don't do it purposely. Of course not. Yes. Tomorrow I'll tell you. But it's already having its effect, I can see. Tomorrow. You can ask me again. Don't let me forget. Just put it right in front of over there so we can be facing the devotees. And so tomorrow we have a homework assignment for tomorrow. Yesterday's homework assignment was to try to chant attentively and try to listen 1 month at a time. And we will add to that, and also to not take the mind so seriously. Every thought we have to believe as if it's us and if it's true. Don't take the mind so seriously. It's the second homework assignment. And the third one is to not criticize any devotees. Till tomorrow at this time, that means a whole day. You have to try very hard. I'll also try, I'll see how I do. And this is speaking it, what to speak, and you can be aware of what your mind does too. Yes.
Prabhupada, we connected with this is that if we are sometimes put on a desert island, that no one will speak to you, so we cannot criticize anyone there. So are we then avoiding this first offense?
What is your plan? Oh, but then who will be alone with our mind? That the mind is the enemy. Because we'll find something to criticize, someone to criticize. It all depends on the mind. Hare Krishna Prabhu. Don't think the problem is anything else than the mind. Yeah. Two of us doing this. There's two more. Kishan Shores of the Gosala. For many, many, many years he's been staying down here. And sometimes at night, you hear some chanting, Jai Prabhupada and the Aarti, and it's coming from his house. He and his family all get together every night and sing. And they speak. It's so nice. It's the only time I don't mind loudspeakers in Vrindavan. I could read more, but let's try to chant some japa. Why don't we incorporate? We'll start with what we began with yesterday, and trying to chant attentively. Just try to listen to one mantra at a time, and let's take one step forward also, and try to pray to Krishna to give you the ability to chant his holy name. So I'll read again one of the part of the letters from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. There's one part, because again, criticizing devotees, satonindam paramama pararam vitanute, and also it's inattentiveness. These are offenses that make us unfortunate. Dudaivam idrisam ihan anudhanuraga. On the other hand, if we attentively chant Krishna's names and with no offenses, all the offenses, then Krishna will be very, very pleased, and he will benedict us, and he will manifest more of his of the potency of himself in the holy name. He will bless us with that. And of course we should chant with affection, but let's take things a step at a time. That's what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said. Don't try to get the end result. Just follow the process. And he also said something like that. I can't remember exactly where it was, but just chant attentively, constantly, as much as possible, and no offenses. So, if you wish to give up offenses, again, this is perhaps my favorite of the quotations. If you wish to give up offenses while chanting, then just go on chanting constantly, and the offenses will stop. Sriman Mahaprabhu gave all his power to Rupa Goswami. So pray to Sri Rupa and his followers and beg them to bestow Mahaprabhu's mercy upon you. You should especially pray to the personified name to make you worthy of serving him. Through the Lord's name, the Lord of the name, Nama Prabhu, will take up residence in your heart. Tomorrow we'll just, some things will come up as we move on to the next verse. And what word in that struck you? Did any word strike you in that reading that? Yeah. And yes, Lord will take breath. Anything else? Yes. The Lord of. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Anything else from there? One word stuck with me. And the word was beg. So what does it take to make someone like me into a beggar? Maybe that will be the, in one sense, that's the subject of tomorrow's class, tomorrow's discussion of class. But for now, attentiveness, and if you like, you can pray, but try to chant attentively, and don't try to do everything all at once, because when the mind is running here and running there, all we'll end up doing is, well, as we're chanting, the mind will say, you should be praying. And then you're chanting, no, you should be attentive. And then it will start to start, no, you should be begging. No, you should be doing this. Oh, you're not doing very well. Oh, this one you heard. Oh, you're really wonderful. Probably no one else is doing as well as you. Oh, no one else is doing as badly as you. And then just the mind will, and just start, and you just say, okay, just a little bit later, we'll talk about it all. But now let me just try to listen to one mantra. That's why I emphasize that. So that so we don't start taking the mind seriously as we chant and follow this loop that it will take us to the moon. And it won't take us to Goloka Vrindavan because it will distract us. It starts off so innocently, the wicked mind, with just one little thought whispered in the ear. How are you doing? Are you chanting attentively? I'm not sure. Am I chanting attentively? I'm not sure. Am I chanting as attentively as him? I should look and see how everyone else is doing. He looks like he's really doing all this one. I'm not sure. I'm much better than him. And on and on and on. So just keep it very, very, very simple. And just listen to Krishna's name. This is the basic principle. It's not the, in one sense, the highest, but it's the basis, and the basis is the foundation, is the principle that everything else is built on. You think we can chant with love and devotion if we can't listen? How? The love and devotion comes by the mercy of the holy names, and by listening attentively, we have a chance of gaining some mercy. Just like if I'm talking to you, and you're going like this, and like this, and like this, and like this, and going there and looking, picking up things, and picking up things. I'm not going to be able to continue talking to you. But you're not. You're sitting there, and you're trying your best to listen. And therefore, I'm trying my best to say whatever I know. So the holy name is a person, a name personified. If we sincerely try to hear him, hear the sound vibration, then he'll be inclined, not forced, but inclined to reciprocate if we don't commit offenses. But our attempt is to chant inoffensively and attentively. That's the basic idea. Very, very simple, but I found this one, I saw it many years ago, and I couldn't remember where I read it. And then I found it again recently. There's one little sentence that Prabhupada explains, how Krishna consciousness, it's in the second verse of the first canto, the first chapter of the first canto, and Dharma Projitakaitavatra Paramam Namatsavamsatam, that verse. He says that Krishna consciousness is easy to understand, but difficult to apply. In the sense that all we have to do is listen to Krishna's holy names. Very easy to understand. Now let's try and apply it. Of course, it won't be difficult for you, but for me, sometimes it gets difficult. So, what we'll just try to do is one thing. And if you want to pray to Krishna to help you, you can think of your most worshipable deities, the deities that you have most relationship with, and you can ask them to help you. Just try to listen to Krishna's holy names. And we'll chant a few mantras, and then at some point, yeah, we'll chant a few mantras now. And then I'll stop and it'll be clear. Take a few moments and know what you're trying to do. And let's begin. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Remember what you're trying to do. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Now remember what you're trying to do.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
And what we're trying to do is just simply listen to the one mantra you're chanting now. Nothing very esoteric or difficult. One mantra, the mantra we're chanting now, try and listen carefully. Try to listen to every word. And if you do well, wonderful. If you listen to 80% of the words, wonderful. If you listen to 40% of the words, okay. And if you like, you can try to listen to the next mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Now let's speed up, but try to do the same thing. Try to listen. Listen, listen. Keep bringing yato yato nischalati manas chanchalam astiram tutasmito niyam nitar. What's the last line? Abne eva basham. Just bring it back. Just for this short time. Don't get your mind in anxiety. It's just this one mantra. Just try to hear one mantra. Bring it back and try to hear the words.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare
Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, why don't we just stop for a second? Please tell me how your mind is cooperating, and are you able to? How is your hearing of Krishna's holy name going? Anyone wish to volunteer for the report? I'm sorry. You find that distracting or helpful? But if you're hearing the holy name, usually where do you chant? Usually, I mean, very rarely you're in a situation where everyone is chanting the same word at the same time. So it's not going to be a constant problem. But if you hear what everyone is chanting, it's the same thing that you're chanting. Response. Anyone else? Yes.
Sometimes in dream, I hear Krishna, and my mind is going away.
And what are you doing? When your mind is going away, what are you doing? Right, but what are you doing? What will you do?
I'm trying to hear again.
Yes, just bring it back and try again. That's all. Just make the attempt. That's all. Because whether how successful you are, that's not in your control. Like Mother Yasoda, she couldn't catch Krishna by her own attempt. But at some point, when Krishna desires, he'll allow himself in the form of his holy name to be caught by you. But when he desires. But why will he do it if I have no interest in it? But hear the name. Not just sweet vibrations. The name. But of course you're in Vrindavan Dham, which is so sweet vibrations. Anyone else? Thank you. Yes. Remember that verse. Yato yato nischarati manas. This is the nature of the mind. This is the nature of the mind. It needs to be trained. There's two methods of training that I know of. There's more, but there's one recommended by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This is from Prabhupada's purport. Used to say that in the Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that in the morning our first business should be to beat the mind with shoes 100 times. Beat that drunkard. Why are you doing this to me? I'm trying to chant the holy names. And you are going the opposite direction. You should do what's good for you and good for me. 100 times with shoes. And before going to bed, to beat the mind 100 times with a broomstick. In this way, one's mind can be kept under control. An uncontrolled mind and an unchaste wife are the same. An unchaste wife can kill her husband at any time. And an uncontrolled mind, followed by lust, anger, greed, madness, envy, and illusion, can certainly kill the yogi. When the yogi is controlled by the mind, he falls down into the material condition. One should be very careful of the mind, just as a husband should be careful of an unchaste wife. Bhagavatam 5.6.4, Prabhupada's purport. And this is a different mood in trying to control the mind. How to deal with the different attachments of the mind. This is the mood of Raghunath Das Goswami. The highwayman lust and his friends have bound me at the neck with the painful ropes of wicked deeds. O mind, please call out, O Krishna, O killer of Baka, I will be killed by the highwayman. Do that, O mind, and he will save me. Mind, why do you burn both you and me by bathing in the trickling urine of the ass of deviousness and hypocrisy? You should delight both you and me by eternally bathing in the glistening nectar ocean of pure love, the Sisi Gandhava Giridhari. So, lust, this is how to deal with lust, how to deal with the mind in general, how to deal with our deviousness and hypocrisy. By begging the mind to please cooperate and do the best thing for us. Why should pure love touch me as long as the impudent, untouchable woman of the desire for fame, Pratishtha, dances in my heart? O mind, always serve the leader of they who are dear to the Lord. He will at once kick the untouchable out and allow the pure love to enter in. Some different moods in dealing with the mind. I won't ask you which mood you prefer, but deal with it. You can either beg your mind or beat your mind, but somehow deal with it. Don't ignore it. and let it take you all over the universe. Desire for fame, these are all the anartas, deviousness, hypocrisy, lust. And this is what happens when we chant. I'll talk about this tomorrow. But when we chant, it's like turning on the light. If we become serious, it's like turning on the light. I once met one, I can't remember who it was though, but one, I do remember who it was actually. One Mataji, her mother died like 10 years ago. And she and her sister, for that 10 or maybe 12 or 15 years, they never went into the mother's room again. They just didn't want to go into their mother's room. So after 10 or 12 years, they went in. And when you turn on the light, what's the first thing you see? All the dust and dirt that's accumulated. So is that a good thing or a bad thing? It's shocking to see how much dust is in there and dirt is in there. But unless we become conscious of it, what is the question of cleaning the room? What is the question of cleaning the heart? Unless we become conscious of the dust and the dirt, the anartas. So that's part of the trick I'm playing on you for tonight's homework assignment. All you have to do is very simple things. Just chant Hare Krishna attentively and avoid offenses, and we'll add to that no material attachments. and then the light goes on. And, oh no, look at this room. I thought it was so nice and wonderful. But oh, when I try to follow the process as it actually is, what we're supposed to do, listen to Krishna's holy name, then the result is, oh, what a mess. But I'm starting tomorrow's class today, and I don't want to do that. Anyone else want to report on how their chanting is? Was, yes? Were you able to listen to the mantra? Yeah. It can flavor it. It's like a coloring it of it as opposed to a distraction of it. Anyone else like this? Yes. I knew it was all my fault. Whose fault is it? Okay. I guess, no, who's my? It's not your fault either. You're a soul. Remember the Avanti Brahmana? The fault is the mind. It got, what we did was we made a little opening by stopping. And the mind just slipped through that opening and went out the door and wouldn't come back.
I mean, it was like, I was thinking I was chanting nicely, but then I noticed that we stopped. And actually, it was all the time. There was something bubbling under. Something was going on.
And when it starts to bubble up, all you have to do is say, okay, but now I'm going to just listen to this one mantra. Just keep it bringing back. Let's chant a little bit more. Just a few mantras now. But try to, just be, if you don't make the determination, this is why I stress this, that now I'm going to listen to Krishna's names, then the mind will go out the door, or out the window, or out any crack it can find. And you won't even know it. Sometimes, I'll admit it, I've chanted 16 rounds and not heard one mantra. Not one. So at least with this system, you'll hear one mantra at least, you won't be able to say that. Very sad. I know, I'm not saying in a proud way, but I'm, you know, admitting for the devotees. But so at least we should try to listen, and if you hear one mantra, there's some success. And then there's always the opportunity for the next mantra. Okay, so let's try to listen to one mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
How did you do? Simple. Just 3 mantras. Were you able to listen to some degree? How did you do? What did you do? Focusing more. And also, because we're emphasizing this again and again. What are we doing here? We're chanting and we're trying to listen. Very simple. And Prabhupada gave that instruction many, 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 many times. There's no question of anything to do with the mind. Just listen. Don't do anything. Just listen. But it's so hard to accept the fact, this simple fact. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. The mind will say, oh, this is so mechanical. It could be associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead through His name, and the mind is saying it's mechanical. And they say, yes, yes, mind, okay. Later you can tell me all about it. Now I'm just trying to listen to one mantra. Okay, it's 6 o'clock now. So tomorrow, yes. Not a problem at all. In japa, this is just a particular way we're chanting now. But in japa, usually the idea is you chant loud enough so you can hear yourself. Some devotees chant louder. Sometimes when the mind becomes a little bit loud, you can chant more loud too. But I find it distracting. You know, if I'm in a room of devotees and some devotees, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Very hard for me. Yeah, so whispering is fine. But the recommendation is not to chant just in your mind. Not to just chant in the mind. But to chant aloud so you can hear yourself. Okay. The darkness is coming. It's descending. So please remember your homework assignments. And we shall report back tomorrow. And we'll talk about ants. Yes? Ants and magic. And the holy names. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Harinam Prabhu ki jai. Gaura Bhakti Vrinda ki jai. Which course? The ones of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You'll have to find them yourself.
You'll have to find those yourself.